Well, 18 U.S. states have sued President Donald Trump's administration to prevent it from eliminating subsidies from the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The New York Attorney General described Trump's move as cruel and unlawful, saying it is an effort to blow up the system. He also pledged to defend the subsidies in court. Meanwhile, health insurance experts have warned that the administration's decision to end federal payments would financially harm middle-class insurers. Well, the reactions come a day after the Trump administration said it would stop paying billions of dollars worth of reimbursements to health insurers. Well, the subsidies are a key provision of Obamacare that helps millions of low-income Americans pay medical expenses. Repealing and replacing Obamacare has been a long campaign effort of Trump and the Republican Party. Crossing over to New York, joined by Mr. John Mason, Professor of Political Sciences, William Paterson University. Thanks so much for being with us. What is going on? So now we have basically the implosion now of Obamacare. Good or bad? Because there are two sides to this argument. Your take.
Well, this is a step in the direction of trying to force Obamacare to implode. After having predicted that it would implode on its own. So this is one of a series of steps that have been taken by the Trump administration to try and undermine the Obamacare. So let me mention some of the other things that have been done. First, they have limited something like 90% of the government advertising budget for new enrollments. New enrollments are important because that's the way you get healthy younger consumers into these insurance exchanges. They have limited the amount of time that people can enroll. And then the other thing they've done is they've taken the government website where you do the enrollment offline for about, 24 hours every Sunday, apparently for routine maintenance. So this comes on top of a whole series of actions that the administration has taken. To be careful about this, what this would affect are subsidies to insurance companies that help insurance consumers who do not qualify for subsidies pay lower premiums. So the subsidies to lower income consumers of health insurance would remain in place, and the federal government is still obliged to cover those expenses. So one of the impacts of this action would actually to be to increase federal expenditures and the federal deficit. Right? So what could happen is that premiums for those consumers who are not eligible for subsidies might go up. However, he's been threatening to do this now for about 9 months. So insurance companies have already taken steps to raise premiums in anticipation of some move like this. So they've gone up about 20% in some of the exchanges. What we're seeing now, of course, is an effort led by Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of New York State, to sue the federal government to force them to pay the subsidies. Now, what might happen is Congress could vote to pay the subsidies to the insurance companies. The states could sue the federal government. The states could pay them out of pocket themselves and then sue the federal government to recover the costs. So what this is one of a series of steps that are designed to bring about a failure in the private exchanges that are part of Obamacare.
Well, what does it mean for the average? So sorry, I don't have a whole lot of time, but yeah. Mr. Mason, in general, what does it mean for the average American, especially those, as you said, those who need the subsidies? I mean, what does it mean for them in the interim? You said states perhaps can pick it up. A lot of the states are on the verge of bankruptcy. So what does it mean in reality for that average person on the ground, that average American?
Well, if they are eligible for subsidies, and that's anyone with a household income of 250% of the poverty line, those subsidies will remain in place. The people who are going to get whacked are middle and lower middle class consumers whose household income, let's say $45,000, $50,000 a year, is above the threshold that would make them eligible for the subsidies. Those people are going to see over the middle term, you know, over the next year or two, in hefty increases in the premiums they pay for the basic plans.
All right. Thank you so much for being so sorry. We're out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Out of New York, Professor of Political Science William Paterson University, Mr. John Mason.